brothers and sisters in Christ, God bless all of you for making time to come and pray on this, our Independence Day, before the big parade. I'm sure some of you kids are praying that you get the most candy. Maybe. Is that true? Maybe. If you can make it over to the parade, I may have an extra long mass. No, I won't do that. I won't do that. How important it is to pray for our country, though. All of us who are here know that. To pray for our country and to thank God for the gifts that we have here, especially, as I said on Sunday, the gift of our freedom. To thank God for the gift of freedom and our religious freedom. And to know that our religion has been woven into the very fabric of our society from the very beginning. There are hymns which each one of the branches of the military sing for their men, for their women, who serve so faithfully. And today I want to read to you the words of the hymn that the Navy calls its own, the Naval Hymn. The words were written actually in England for a student who was about to set sail for the United States by a man named William Whiting. They're powerful words. They express in some way what the church is like in the midst of the world. It's like a ship in the water, often being attacked and yet set on course for heaven. Let's listen to these words. Eternal Father, strong to save, whose arm has bound the restless wave, who biddest the mighty ocean deep its own appointed limits keep, O, hear us when we cry to thee for those in peril on the sea. O Christ, whose voice the waters heard and hushed their raging at thy word, who walkst on the foaming deep and calm amidst its rage did sleep. O, hear us when we cry to thee for those in peril on the sea. Most Holy Spirit, who didst brood upon the chaos dark and rude, and bid its angry tumult cease, and give for wild confusion peace. O, hear us when we cry to thee for those in peril on the sea. And the last verse, a verse to the Holy Trinity. O Trinity of love and power, our brethren shield in danger's hour. From rock and tempest, fire and foe, protect them wheresoever they go. Thus evermore shall rise to thee glad hymns of praise from land and sea. And we pray that that praise of God can always rise from our land, especially in the hearts of the faithful, and that we may draw many others to the freedom, not just freedom, but the freedom which comes from Christ. We offer our prayers today for our country, the United States of America, that God may truly bless her.